Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I greet you all with peace and with love. We are live here at High Praise Cathedral, located in Eastern Michigan, pastored by Bishop and Prophetess Joyce Hatton. We thank God for you that's tuning in all over the world, all over in Africa, all over in Malaysia, those that's in the UK, Ireland, those of you that's in Greece, Trinidad, Tobago, Jamaica, you name it, all over the world. We want to just say God bless you. We thank God. We have our dear brother, a lot of you know, Pastor Uche of Double Double. We thank God that he is here in Michigan with us all. And I'm going to take you live into the service right now where he's ministering and praying and prophesying over the people of God. And I pray that you will be blessed by the service. God bless you.
Say, Lord, touch me. Say, Lord, touch me. Say, Holy Ghost, visit me. Say, Lord, so Lord, touch me, pray. Come on, say your prayer. Say, Lord, touch me. He's touching you now. Ooh. Ooh, Rebecca. Everybody lift your hands up. Say, Lord, God is double for your trouble. Okay, good. Yeah, good. It's rising up at you. Lift your hands up. Say, Lord, touch it. Free. Breathe it. Breathe out. Sleepless night. Leave it. Don't play. I just want you to be here. Be at it. Don't play anything. Just lift your hands. Rise up. Rise up and lift your hands up. Say, Lord, visit me. Lift your hands. Woo! Fall! Breathe in. Breathe out. The glory of God is all about you. I feel it in my hands. Bonana shanana bonene blende. The blessings of God rest upon you. Blessings of God rest upon you. Oh my God. The bullet will not get you. The bullet will not get you. The bullet will not get you. Every spiritual bullet sent against you right now, I send it back to sender. Lift your hands up. Fight! Breathe it. Breathe out. Woo! 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 Oh, no. I'm telling you, there's so much anointing in this house. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Do not miss this opportunity. Yeah, good. Let her go. Now. Woo. Lift your hands up. Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay. Let me tell you. This anointing, you will never recover from it. You will never recover from this anointing. It will follow you to your job. It will follow you to your house. In fact, the anointing is so diverse and deep, it will touch your children, it will touch your husband. Once you get into your house, that anointing is going with you everywhere you go. Here it goes. Ah, Tatam Oshanda. Hey. Oh, Nana Kuba, Lana Nasha. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands. I'm about to count seven. Lift your hands up. The glory of the Lord is in this house, I'm telling you. For the both of you standing of liberation, I'm releasing the glory of God upon you right at the back right there. And the glory is coming up. I see the woman in the black. The glory of God is on that woman. Run. So this woman at the black, raising her hands up. Yeah, on account of. Here it goes. The glory. Power of God is upon her. Oh, Jesus. Woo! We worship you today. I'm telling you, God is touching lives. Visiting people. I saw the glory on you. That glory is resting upon you. And the glory is flowing into your money. Into your money. Oh, Rabata, Tasha, Nana, Kole, Dele, Lekoto. Your money will. Some of you here are getting ready to begin to buy your own properties. If you have one property, it's going into two properties. I'm telling you, in Detroit, God will glorify Himself on you. Here it goes. Here it goes. It's on you. I'm telling you, it's on you. At a count of three. What? The glory is on you. On you. You will never be the same. Fire. I command the fire of God to go from the sole of your feet to the crown of your head now. The fire of the Holy Ghost. You will never be the same. You will be a different youth. You will be a different young person. Addiction will not get you. Drugs will not get you. Immorality will not get you. The Spirit of God is coming on you now. Like white fire. He goes. Hey! Woo! Like fire. Never be the same again. Oh, Nana Shata. Lift your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. Everybody lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. Oh na na kenene kore bere shanana. Ooh, raba dere kota na na kobo holene. I told you again, the glory of God is coming upon you. Come to the mighty ministry upon you. Ola tata, healing. Power. Healing anointed. Never be the same again. Never be the same again. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up. Hallelujah. That I should pray, I release upon you favor. Upon you the favor of God. Oh, Nana Shaka. Just as you're playing, God will begin to play you to the world. As you're playing right now, God will begin to play you to Detroit. To the United States of America, God will begin to play you like a sweet music to the world. When they mention your name, it shall be sweet to the hearers. No more shall your blessings depart. Your blessings will come to you. It will meet you. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory. We were you. We give you all the glory, and we give you all the glory. We give you worship. We worship. You will begin to hear sounds from heaven. And I release, I don't know, do you have an album yet? You don't have an album? No way. I release that album. I release, ooh, my tata, shaka. Listen, your houses are in your music. Your cars, your blessings are in your music. And it's the Bible says the keys of a man make it room for him and bring him before kings. The same anointing that took me before kings and presidents. There's nothing too hard for God. Up to White House. Up to White House. How about the man come to the front? When you come to the front, stretch forth your hands. Every man in the house, just come forward, stretch forth your hands like this. God is getting ready to give you power, power to be a man. One of the powers to being a man is money. A man without money is powerless. As I touch your hands, man, every man, pianist, drummer, everybody, come to the front. Cameraman, man, if you know you're a man, come to the front quickly. And when you come, stretch forth your hands. Where we came from right now, I met a millionaire. I'm about to move you to a millionaire status. All the men in the house, I move you to the millionaire status. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. Today, government will begin to call you. I see some of you getting governmental contracts. Contracts to do stuff with the government. And it will release money into your hands. Just don't forget the bishop. Don't forget where it happened. When you disconnect from your source, you begin to lack resources. Are you listening to me? When you disconnect from your source, you begin to lack resources. Do not forget your source. Put your hands like this. The wind of God is going to go from him to him on your hands like this. And listen, the wind of God is also the wind of prosperity. When the wind of God moves, that's what happened to me. The breath of God rested upon my hands. And whatever I touched became gold. Whatever you touch from this moment will turn to gold. Business, contract, wherever you are, you're getting ready to move to a place you've never been before in your life. At a count of five, it's going to happen. Close your eyes, and do this. Open your mouth like this. Because it's going to jump in through your mouth into your body. My God. I see it now. Move it. Move it. Whoa. I saw that glory drop on you, sir. Woo! Here it goes. All right, just it. Woo! The glory. You have served. Now heaven is about to serve you. You have served. Now heaven is about to serve you. You have served. Now heaven is about. You will not recover from it. No! No, you will not. You have served. Now heaven is about to serve you. Put your hands out. The glory of God. Oh, this is my mantle, and as I put it on your hands, the glory. Even you would never be the. God says, I have seen your heart. I am a rewarder. I do not call anyone to serve me in vain. I will reward you. You shall be an envy. Envy. People will see you and they will envy you. And they'll be like, where did he get all the money from? Is he doing drugs? No. Only Kiba, you shall be a wonder to your generation. The glory is resting upon you. My God. Hey! You will never recover from it. I'm telling you. The fire is going at your back, going through your body, right now, whatever that is not right, repairing it right now. Oh, I see a fresh anointing. Favor. Oh, rah, rah, rah. Oh, you better receive it, boy. Oh, favor for business. Entrepreneur. God bless you guys so much. You can build a mall, a shopping mall by yourself. That's the kind of anointing that you're about to receive. It's coming upon you, and you will. Oh, somebody's getting ready to own a school. Somebody's getting ready to own an education institution. Is that you? Is that you? Oh, Rabbi, that's a receive it now. Yes. That's right. Ooh. I know they employ you in a university, but you're about to get your own institution. It's been in your heart. You told me that God is getting ready to give you your own educational institution. It's been in your heart for so many years. I release the loans from the government. I release the money that you need from the government. Oh my God, there's a mighty anointing in this house. Woo! Let me tell you, some of the things that you thought you would do, that as you got older, you didn't have the money, and you forgot. God is saying, I'm revisiting your dreams. Woo! And I'm bringing them to come alive. The dreams that died because there was no money. God is saying, I'm getting ready to put some money in your account because that dream will come back. No dream is allowed to die. No dream is allowed to die. Every dream that is dead, arise! Hey! Woo! Manana Kotanesha! Hey! I call for your dreams! I call for your dreams now! I call for your dreams! No dream is allowed to die in your life! Go forth! My God! Never be the same again. My God, there's such an anointing in this house. As I touch your hands, you're blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. If I touch you, you can go back. If I touch you, you can go back. The seed of greatness that is in you is about to come up now. There is a seed. That is in you. It's a seed of greatness. And the enemy tries to hide and to kill that seed, but it's not possible. Because what happens to that seed is you cannot kill it. And that seed is in you. It's a seed that you've inherited. It's a seed of greatness. And as I count five, at the number five, the fire of God is going to catch that seed. And it will begin to burn and it will come alive. One. The seed is going to go. It's going to rise up from you. Mark it. Because you're a great man.
You are a great
man. Two. Ooh. I see the seed coming out. It's a seed of greatness. Four. Woo. The seed is rising. The seed is coming up. You will never be the same. The seed of greatness that is in you is coming up now. Look at it. The fire of God is catching it up. Yes, that seed is beginning to shine. It's beginning to shine. And at the count of five, I release that seed. Look at it. Five. 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 I'm telling you, God's going deep into your foundation. The Bible says that if the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? That God is going into your foundation and repairing whatever that was destroyed by the enemy. Then Nanakuba, look, you're about to get your reward, and it's coming to you in double. Five is the number of grace. The grace of God is getting you out of every dungeon, every pit of hell. Whatever addiction, whatever failure, today God is turning it into success. In the deep sheets. Ooh, God, oh! I sing over you the songs of deliverance. Songs of redemption. Songs of deliverance. And I command the sea to come out. Or I'm telling you, you will never be the same again. Listen, you're about to be connected. God is connecting you right now. Every destiny connector, whoever that is in your destiny that is not from God, I move them out. And whoever that is in your destiny that is from God, I call them forth now to come to meet you. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Did I pray for you already? You are the one who is the ushering. I bless you. You are blessed. You know what? I raise you to become a millionaire. I raise you up to become a millionaire. You shall become a millionaire. Here it goes. The millionaire anointed. He says, behold, for it is me that keepeth wealth. Oh, you have so much money, you'll be building churches. You ask bishop, where else can, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? What? Who? Make Kobana Kure. I see fleet of cars. Ah! To the glory of God. Ooh, I see lines of businesses. To the glory of God. I bless your hands again. Like I told you, God will begin to play you as music. And those that hear you will be glad. You are blessed. Just like you play the drums, God will play your life to the world in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. In the name of Jesus. Everybody standing on your feet, I'm about to close. Everybody standing on your feet, I'm about to close. I pray special cover upon you. God will cover you. God will deliver you. Will keep you away from the wrong peers and the wrong friends. In the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Makatale. There it goes. Ledosha. Hey! Anointing to come before kings. It's coming upon you now. You can't hold it. You can't. It's not a open door. Whatever that is yours that has been running away from you, I command it to turn to you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody lift your hands. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands up, everybody. I rebuke every sickness in this house right now. Whatever that the doctor has called as sickness, I rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. Say, I am healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Say, I am healed from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Listen, if you're here and you've never, ever received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to just, when I count, when I say 1, 2, 3, if you've never received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, or you lost your relationship with God somehow, I want you to just put your hand, when I say 1, 2, 3, I want you to put your hand up and put it down. Now, I want everyone to close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes. Nobody looking, nobody seeing. Just, so, if you're here and you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you've never done it before, and you want God to touch your life or you've done it before, but something happened along the way and you lost it somehow. When I say 1, 2, 3, I want you to put your hands up and put it down. 1, 2, 3. Put it down. Now, everybody say this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Papa, I wanted to ask, how much is the air conditioning? We need to do that. Can we change the air conditioning system? Can we do it? And how much is the organ? How much is the booth organ? $2,000. $2,000. It is about $2,000 or $3,000. To buy an organ. Huh? A what? A new organ, yeah. That's not big money. Now listen to this. You can sit down. I'm about to close. We have to get out of two, right? I have 2 minutes more. I want God. How many of you are tired of poverty? Let me say, how many of you are millionaires here already? Do I have any millionaires here already? No, I'm not talking by faith. As in, if I go to your bank account, I can see $1 million. Anybody? How many of you would love to be a millionaire? Like you? Let me tell you, you need money to fulfill purpose and destiny. Are you listening to me? Now, you are blessed already. You have money on the inside. Because when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, one of the packages that you receive at salvation is wealth. And a lot of God's children today are broke. We don't have money. And that is a lie from the pit of hell. God wants you to have money. Say, God wants me to have a lot of money. And look, I was broke before. We were broke. My family was broke. Poverty was looking at us like this. In fact, the poor call us poor. You can laugh about it. We were so poor, the poor people say, oh man, they're very poor. Until the hand of God touched my finances. The breath of God rested upon me. And through me, God has redeemed every person in my family from poverty. Let me tell you, even if I want to be poor now, I can. I said it on the other side. If I wanted to be poor, if I decided I want to be poor, I can. Poverty will never see me again. And listen, poverty will never see my children up to the pension, if I, forever. Poverty does not know my address anymore. I know what it means to be poor. I had nothing. We had nothing. We struggled everything. I was in school. I jumped out of school because I couldn't pay my rent. Some of you are struggling with your poverty. Today marks the end of struggle in your life. I want you to say amen. Now, when I say something that you want to happen in your life, you need to say amen, because when you don't say amen, it comes back to me. And it comes back to me in double. And in 2008, I did a song. Oh, You know, there's an anointing on this part of my hand. Left. I know it. There's an anointing on this hand. And I don't even know how I touched it. You will never be the same. Never. Never be the same. And through you, God will heal a lot of marriages. Through you, oh, Rabada, oh, Shabba, oh, Lebebebe, Meto, oh, Rebe, Kupo, Shah. I see them coming to you from all over the U.S. asking for advice. Young married couples, how do we survive in marriage? Oh! Woo! Oh, Rebe. And in 2009, 13th of February, God changed my life like this, 360 degrees. I did a song, My God is Good. And that song is the most easiest song anyone could ever sing. And I sang that song, and the breath of God rested on that song, and it became a hit track all over Africa. That song is about 1.6 million views on YouTube. You can go on YouTube and you type my name, Uche, U-C-H-E, and write, My God is Good. You will see the song. There's so many, people have, the original video is about 1.6 video. People have replicated it now and they have 30,000 views, you know, 10,000 and different, but the first one that was recorded is about 1.6 video. And the breath of God rested on that song, and it became a big song around the world. And then God started blessing me financially. Somebody said financially. Now, how many of you want God to bless you financially? You're tired of lack. Tired of lack. When your money comes every month, it has needs already. Do you hear me? When your money comes already, there's a hole. There's no money anymore. So at the beginning of the month, you're already broke. But I want to curse poverty in your life today. Are you ready? You ought to open your mouth. Listen, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Are you listening to me? If the devil can get your mouth closed, then you're finished. So you ought to open your mouth. So say, today, mark the end of poverty in my life. Jump up like you're rich. Jump up, everybody. Listen to this. I don't know how much the organ is. They say the organ is about $2,000, $3,000. The good organ, how much? It's at $7,000. We can get something. Yeah. And then the air conditioner, how much is it? About $2,500. Now, that is small money. I'm going to keep $500 for the air conditioner. Or whatever it is. And I'm going to give that. Now, I want as many people here as possible to come out to give $500. Quickly. $500. Will you come under the prison? Okay? The way to break poverty is to understand. Don't sit down. Stand up. I'm going to call you. I need to come quickly. Line up. We have oil here. I want to anoint your hand. I want to anoint your hand and bless you so that you begin to make money. You need money to fulfill destiny and purpose. Can we do that? $500 is a lot of money. But from today, it will never be a lot of fun to you again in Jesus' name. Say amen. Say amen. I want God to bless you so much that you'll be able to give. See, I was very poor, man. I knew it. I was very poor. We didn't have money. We didn't have nothing. We didn't have nothing. I know what poverty is. And I know what so many of you are going through in terms of money. And I know that it's very hard. And I heard about Detroit and what happened in Detroit. I'm going to give $500 for that. If God touches your heart to give, make sure you write a check and bring it to Bishop. Are you listening to me? Now, God does not bless you because you did. You are already blessed. Are you hearing me? When you give to God, it's not because you don't get blessed because you give to God. You are His child. He's already blessed you. The blessing is on your inside already. Are you listening to me? So I'm going to anoint everybody here for a financial breakthrough. Amen. Amen. I want to bless your hands because some of your hands are tied like this. That's why you can't get money. I lose your hands and you begin to make money. Listen, I can give you what I have. I have financial blessings. When I say you are blessed financially, you will be blessed financially. So everybody line up quickly. Give me some music here. I'm about to close. We've not collected our offering. Listen to this. Before you come, get your offering quickly. Get your offering. And when you come, I'm going to pray for you, anoint you, and you go. The offering you're giving is not because you're not giving the offering so that you get blessed. You are already blessed. Are you listening to me? Say, I am blessed financially. Say it again. Say, I am blessed financially. Now, I'm going to ask God to bless you financially, to give you, everyone here, a financial miracle within the next 7 days. Somebody say 7 days. Now, can I give you an assignment? Let me give you an assignment. And I do this almost everywhere that I go. For the next 7 days, now, listen to me, listen to the instruction, you better listen to the instruction. For the next 7 days, when it's 12 midnight, what time? What time? Get up and start praising God. For the next 7 days, did you hear that? For the next 7 days, 12 midnight, put your alarm. Do not oversleep. This is very important. You wake up 12 midnight, you start praising God. You start fasting and you start praising God for the next 7 days. Now, get your offering, everybody. Put it in your hand and lift it up. This organ needs to be changed and the air conditioning. Now, if God blesses you, do not forget to bring your offering. Are you listening to me? Because I see God releasing His blessing upon you. Somebody say miracle. Somebody say miracle. Now, lift your offerings up. Everybody get an offering. Do you come to church with offering? You better. He says, do not come before me empty-handed. Okay? My offering today is $500. And it's not because I want you to know, because I'm blessed already. That's all. Now, get your offering, line up quickly. Everybody, line up quickly. And then you come. When I touch you, where's the offering? Offering box. Okay. You hold it. You hold it. You're holding it. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wings, some power, love by God. It's an awesome God, our God, our God. I anoint your hand. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above and with some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns.
heaven
above. Heaven above. Some power, some our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. Some power, some our God is an awesome God. Our God.
Put the air condition. Put the air condition here. Put the air condition here. Put it here. Here, here.
Our God
is an awesome
God.
Our God.
He's
an awesome
God. He reigns
from
heaven above. Somehow the love of God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns
from heaven above. Somehow the love of God is an awesome God.
Our God.
He's an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. Sometimes the love of our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. Somehow the love of our God is an awesome God.
Oh God, oh God. He's an awesome God.
He reigns.
Heaven
above his wings. Somehow his
love of God
is an awesome God.
Oh, God. God bless
you. He's an awesome God.
He reigns.
From heaven above his wings. Somehow his love of God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome
God. He reigns
from heaven
above his wings. Somehow the love of our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns
from heaven above
his wings. Somehow the love of our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above his wings.
Somehow our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome
God. He reigns from heaven above
his wings.
Somehow our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above his wings. The power and love of our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above his wings. The power and love of our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above his wings. Some power and love of God is an awesome God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Before I leave the pulpit, Bishop, I have one more assignment to do. Listen to this. I have such a burden in my heart for God to bless you financially. Because I know what it means to be blessed financially. Listen to me. Now, this is what I want to pray. I want you to we're going to rise up, and I want to put a demand on heaven to release money to you, that I want you to decide how much you want to be blessed before the end of the year. Are you listening to me? I want you to decide 10,000, 50,000, 1 million, 10 million before the end of the year. How much you want God to give you. Now, rise on your feet quickly. Rise on your feet. I'm going to give you 1 second, 20 seconds. Think about it. Just
side. I want God to bless me this before the end of this year with $1 million, with 20 million. You know how much you want. You know what you want. You know, you want to buy a house. You want to move, pay your school fees for your kids. You want to change your car, send your kids to school. And I'm going to say, let me tell you, it's going to happen. You will not believe it. Some of you, your debt, the money you owe the bank is what takes your money out, right? It's just like a deport. I cancel debt. I can cancel the debt. They call you and you don't have to pay anymore. Oh, somebody just walk in here. Oh, the man that came on Monday and said, and asked for your name and your number and paid all your debt. Lift your hands up. No noise. Don't say anything. Don't say. Just what you do. You think about how much you want. Let me tell you, never put a limit on God. Listen, I've already asked God what I want for this year. Now, this is what you do. When I pray for you right now, you go home, write that amount, put it on your fridge. People are going to think you're crazy. It's all right. Results. When you get your results, the people that thought you were crazy will come and celebrate with you. Write it on your check, write it on your Bible, and begin to speak it. And please do not mention small money, because I have a big God. In fact, God is about to give somebody here a business for selling gold. Gold, gold. Say, I receive. Somebody say, I receive. You're about to start selling gold. Did I pronounce it well? Gold, gold, gold. Precious stones, platinum, gold, diamonds. God is able to do that in Detroit. And that person is in the house right now. Say, I receive. Now, when I say something that you want and you need, you better say, I receive. Now, I don't know how much you want. Have you decided school fees? You want school fees to be paid? You want to go to Harvard? You want to go to business school? Wherever you want to go to. I walked up to a lady one time, a young woman in our church. And I told her, I said, somebody is about to call you. And when they call you, they are about to pay your school fees. She laughed. She laughed over it. And if I tell you now that your house is about to be paid off, but you're about to get a better house, it will happen. Like right now. It will happen like a movie. God is about to blow your mind financially. And it's about to bring back your glory. Oh, my God. Lift your hands up. Have you decided how much you want? Have you decided how much you want? The reason why God is going to bless you is because He is your Father. You are His child. That's the only qualification you need. Are you a child of God? Say yes. Stop it. Your Father owns tens of thousands in the hills. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You don't understand it. Lift your hands up. Have you decided how much you want? Have you decided how much you want? I know how much I want. I want $5 million. That's how much I want. For now, I can do with that. $5 million before the end of the year. Now, I don't know. Some of you are saying $50,000. Please. Do not say small money here. For every small money you say, God will give you double for it, though. But I want you to speak, say something that will deliver your family. There's a certain amount that can deliver your family from poverty. You've been paying rent every month. You're paying mortgage. No! You're supposed to own the house. Because that's your fault. Oh my God, Detroit belongs to your Father. Now lift your hands up, close your eyes, don't say anything. Lord, your kids, your children, what qualifies them for this blessing is because they are your children. Bible says in the last day you shall come and you shall discern between the wicked and the righteous and between those who serve God and those who don't serve Him. And Lord, because they are your children, for those that need school fees, I see somebody receiving a scholarship here. This area. Somebody is about to receive a scholarship. Your entire degree course, university course, is about to be paid for right now. I'm telling you. Some of you, the school that you want to go to, you don't want to go there because of money. But let me tell you, every school that you're supposed to go to, God will bring the money. I don't care where it is. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So lift your hands up. Lord, say, I receive. Say, I receive it. 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 Now close your eyes. Do you have the money in your heart? You have the amount in your heart. Say yes. Now, Lord, the money that your children are expecting, that exact and more, because you're able to do more than we can ever ask or think. Lord, as I count three, when I count one, just shout, I receive it. Shout. Let me tell you, shout it like you believe it. Shout it high and strong. And I count two, you shout, I receive it. When I count three, I want you to break out and start praising God. Are you ready? Every money that they have in their heart, that amount and more, oh God, as I count one, two, three, I want you, God, to release that money in the physical. Let them get calls from the bank. Let them get calls from the government. Let them get calls from people that have forgotten. Some of you here, someone promised you something and they forgot about it. God, you're about to receive a call, a phone call, and they'll be like, what account number do you have? And you'll be like, I have Bank of America. You say, I'm sending the money right now. It's going to be a miracle. Lift your hands up. Lord, what? Say, I receive it. Oh my, I see money falling from heaven. Are you ready for three? Three.
Receive it. Shout out, receive it. Somebody receive it. Come on. Let me see you. Give a praise. I can't see you. Somebody receive. Receive it. Come on out. Receive it.
Be all right.
One more thing. Before you is the table for the body of Christ. Nobody's eligible for this table but those who have been processed. Ask your neighbor, have you been processed? Yeah, you have to be processed, the elf of this table. You have to be duly processed. You have to be baptized in water in the name of the Lord. You have to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, as they did on the day of Pentecost. You have been processed. This is a bad table for you to even think about. He said, if you drink of this table, or receive of this table, you receive damnation to yourself. So I warn you, I don't want to go down. Lord said, why didn't you tell them? You allowed them to take damnation. You responsible. You haven't been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't bother this. It's a table for the saints. It's a table for those who have been duly processed. I want you to be eligible. All you got to do is tarry for the Holy Ghost. We got a prayer room downstairs. I told them in our last board meeting, we need that room ready. If board and just come and singing and shouting, you got to be ready for the coming of the Lord. Y'all don't hear me. And I came up, that's what they kept before us until we got it. And made us sure that we had the Holy Ghost. And so you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You need to be baptized in the name of Him who gave His life for you. That's done, then you go to the table. Paul, or Peter rather, no, Paul. Peter was the witness of Pentecost. Paul was there to remind the church of Corinth about this table. And what he says, I, meaning himself, have received of the Lord's body. This would also I deliver unto you. But that same night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, which is here at this table, and he broke it and said, this is my body, which shall be broken for you. The Bible said, likewise, he took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the New Testament. And he said to them, this is my blood. As often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you do show forth my death and suffering. And I come and he said, let a man examine himself. That means you have to think about, are you eligible? Even those of you who have been born in the water, born in the spirit, you have to be careful. Because somebody said, you got to be careful. If I see so many participating and they're breaking the rules, they're breaking the law. But watch what I tell you if you break the rule. He said, but let a man examine himself, so let it eat of that bread, drink his cup. But eat it and drink it unworthy, it shall be guilty with all his body and blood. And he watch this. For this cause, it says in another chapter of 1 Corinthians, for this cause many are sickly and weakly among you. And then watch this part. And even sleep. That means dead. You take of this, you take a chance on dying. So you won't bother with this unless you damage yourself. That's to the saints too. Because we go out of line sometimes, amen? Not always where we need to be, so you need to think about it before you spot it. Blood. So I'm going to ask you if you've examined yourself and you know the seriousness of this ceremony, stand by your seat and ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask the Lord to forgive all of us sins, that we be eligible for His blood. Those of you that's not saved, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to even approach here. But desire it because you need to get saved. Father, we thank you for this reminder of your goodness unto us. We thank you, Lord, that you are God, and we recognize your sovereignty. And without you, we would not even be eligible for this table. For you so loved us that you gave the only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So here we are, being reminded of your suffering for our salvation. Forgive us, Lord, of our sin. Make us worthy of your body and worthy of your blood. We ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Going to ask you to make a formal line to receive of the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to expose it to you so you can come now. going to ask you to form a line and come now, receive the Lord's body and blood. And as you come, I want you to go back to your seats and wait for further instructions. Go back to your seats and wait for further instructions. I have more instructions for you. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Come now. I know it was the blood. Oh,
what will you do on the cross?
And I know
it was the blood for me.
Whose blood was it?
It was my Savior's blood.
As often as ye eat of this bread and drink of this cup, show forth my death and my suffering until I come. And he simply said this, this do in remembrance of me. Let us now receive of the Lord's body and blood. Just received a cup of the New Testament. There's healing in that cup. There's healing in that bread. There's deliverance in that cup. There's deliverance in that bread. Hallelujah. The Bible says that after they received the Lord's body and blood, they sang a song and went out. We received my son so graciously today. Did y'all enjoy him? If I call him back from Africa for at least 3 days, would you come? Would y'all support it? If nobody but high praise, would y'all come? All right, then I'm going to work with that. Do you promise me? Well, glad to see y'all are coming to the day. Amen. I was worried. They told me so much stuff was wrong. The speakers blew out, everything. I said, young God, how did the speaker blow out? We just used it for a funeral. And all the stuff that blew out. You come in and touch it and heal it. It ain't blew out. If it was blew out, God just healed it. The wrong doctor working on it. Amen. Now, don't forget, we need your help for our holy convocation. We need all of your help, the transportation, the janitorial, and the security, drivers, food service. Look at somebody say, let's make it happen. Now, you'll be contacted. There's different leaders here, registration, ushers. There's different leaders here, whole different teams. They're going to be coming to you. And I'm going to talk to you exclusively probably Thursday night. Amen? So everybody come to church. We're going to get our list made up. In case our leaders are dragging their feet, I'm going to make sure. Anybody been around me any time know that I make sure we're in place. Amen. I don't want to be embarrassed. We don't want our delegates to go away and say, they didn't know what they were doing. Bishop Hatton is all right with me, but his folks, they don't know what they're doing. Them the dumbest folks ever been around. Them people don't know nothing. Y'all don't want that to be said, do you? I'm going to say, them people was on it. Them people was on it. They made sure everything was covered. Amen? Look, somebody say, I take responsibility. Yeah, so Thursday night, come. We're going to have a pre-observation as to what we're going to be doing. And also, y'all know that Sister Haddon has a drive and urgency for the North American Power. She and I are involved. And we became number three in North American Power. And so, look at y'all. Y'all don't know how to appreciate for hating on us. It's like y'all are hating on us. I don't care if you're hating on me. I'm going to get the money. Hate on me all you want. I'm still going to have the money. But what we're trying to do, we're trying to put you in position, too. So there's a big rally today, for those of you who want to check it out. There's a big rally over there on Ford Road at the Doubletree Hotel that starts at 5 o'clock today. Look at somebody and say, let's check it out. Check that out. See how much money I can make. Bishop Hatton and Sister Hatton are going to be the only one who got the money. We're going to get some, too. You know what? That's over $12 trillion around this whole thing that we're involved. If it's $12 trillion, it means Sister Hatton can just get a couple of million out of it. We're going to get it. You know what I ask God for when you say answer what you want? You're short. You're short. You're talking about some 5 million. I told God, give me 10. Give me 10 million. And I already know what I'm going to do with it, too. It's five. They told me five. They told me five. 5 o'clock, Doubletree. That's what they told me now. You want to come early, get a good seat. Go to that four. All right. I'm becoming a walking, talking, answering service. They told me to remind y'all, before you go to the Doubletree, to go downstairs and get some of the most scrumptious country cooking that's made in Inkster, Michigan. Good food. Got some country sisters down there with gravy. You know, we used to say, hey, saxophone player, they say, taters and gravy. Go get you some taters, gravy, chicken. Oh, my God. Candied yams and greens. Oh, my God. I don't think I need to go nowhere. I need to stay right here. So go downstairs and get some good food. Dorothy, I'm so glad to meet you, Kay. We need you for the convention. I'm telling you, you better take time off. I'm going to need you now. I'm going to come down just to you. What did you say? All right. One of our speakers for the convention said, sent word to tell me he had one of the greatest times when he was here with us preaching this, Bishop Rance Allen. He's going to be preaching the second night of our convention. So he's excited. And you guys, so he's so excited, so he's bringing his whole jurisdictional choir. That's what he told me. He said at his inauguration 2 months ago, and the young lady said, Bishop, we're excited. Bishop got us all coming to your convention. We're excited. So you know y'all got to be there to greet them, right? Hey, man, we're going to have a great time, amen. Sister Hatton and I, I'm looking forward to getting through this convention and it being a great convention. Then I can go back and go out somewhere in another part of the country and stick my hands up and tell God, thank you. Y'all got to give me about a 10-day break. It's been a long trip. I need a 10-day break. I got enough preachers around here that can keep y'all going till I get back. I might call my son and say, go back up there and preach for him while I'm gone. Amen. Prophesy to him. Don't sing. Just go on and prophesy. Save your singing voice and just prophesy. I give him the keys to the house because I trust him. He can go in and out and get the keys to the car because I won't need it until that day. And I want to trust y'all to be here in service. Amen? All right. God bless you. Stand to your feet. Don't forget, you got good food downstairs. You sisters don't feel like going home laboring over no stove. Y'all don't feel like that. Go on, get enough food to take home for you and your family. And just it's down there. Might as well get it. Amen. Don't be going nowhere cooking. I'll tell my wife they don't cook today, all this food down here. Amen. Somebody call me. Pastor, what is it?
Birthday.
Your husband's birthday? 73 years old. Amen. Amen. I'll be 73 this month in July. Praise the Lord. Look at us. Look at us. Yeah. Somebody told me they thought I was 45. Hey, that's the epitome of the word. He said he beautified the meek with salvation. That's why I look like I'm 45. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Now y'all sing my song. It's been beautiful. Thank you. gonna sing the whole time song.
Everybody said,
Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you this afternoon for what you have done in this place. We thank you for the word that you've sent our way, all the way from Nigeria, West Africa. We thank you for Pastor Uche, who have shared with us in boldness in the Holy Ghost. This prophetic word should take us throughout the rest of our lives. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in our sight. All of us get to say in Jesus' name, amen. Take somebody by the hand and tell them, I'll see you Thursday.
We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where we came live from High Praise Cathedral, where Pastor Bishop and Prophetess Hatton are pastors. And we thank God for Pastor Uche Dumble, who ministered the word of God and prayed. And we pray that you all were blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Stay tuned to tomorrow. To the Angels of Melody links will be posted. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday.